You're listening to a special archived version of Sam Downey's TechCasts. Coming up in this episode is me, Sam Downey, at Macworld 2005, featured on Inside Mac Radio.
You are Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac Show. We take a lighthearted look at all things Macintosh, from the world of Tiger to Dr. Mac, Bob, Leviatus, and Dr. Mac Direct. You're joined today with the original CNET crew of Desmond Crisis and Bob Leviatus. How you guys doing?
This is almost like a high school reunion.
It's so fun to be back, gosh.
You know, you gain a little weight, but you try to hide it. You know, you do a little exercise right before you're going to see, you know, folks you haven't seen in a long time.
Yep.
This is Flashback City this week, isn't it?
The world is waking up to a brand new source for Mac news, Mac OS Can, for fast relief of the minor aches and pains associated with other podcasts.
I'm living the Mac life on the go again, thanks to Mac OS Can.
Stop the tired traditional sources for Mac news and start Mac OS Can. Side effects may include laughter, being informed, being angered, uncontrollable crying, a ringing in the ears if administered too loud, an inexplicable desire to sing show tunes on a crowded bus, a craving for something tangy, knowing more about all things Apple than the losers who don't listen, and mild paranoia. So step up, planet, to the first source for Apple-related shenanigans. Mac OS Can. It's in your head. Not to be taken internally.
It is the British invasion here on Inside Mac Radio.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, also joining us, Sam Downey, the UK correspondent for Inside Mac Radio. Welcome to the program. And they let you talk to people, too.
They did, yeah.
Some even understand you.
Yes, they do. I had a great time at Macworld, and for my best of show, there's quite a few things I found. There was the John Lennon education bus. Do you see that? It was a full-on pro recording studio, and it's specially designed for students, and it's tours. They do 65 miles every year, and they go to schools and colleges, and they teach students on the advantages of professional recording in recording studios, and they actually produce their own CDs and DVDs and stuff like that.
So you ran around and interviewed a bunch of folks to tape so that we could have some of that Mac show floor stuff, and you've got one of these interviews that we're going to run around the program now.
Yes, I did, and the person in question is Macboy, also known as William Levin, who's from New York, and he produced a really great presentation.
Hi, my name is William Levin. I'm known as Macboy.
William, could you tell me, why are you here at Macworld today?
I was invited by David Pogue to be a guest on his show, Macworld Live, with David Pogue. And I also prepared a special animation intro for his show. And I'm also here because I like Macintosh computers, and I wanted to see what new technology they would be introducing today, or this week.
So, where are you based?
I live in Brooklyn, New York. I work out of my apartment, so I'm based in my apartment on 3rd Street in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
And how did you get started in doing really great animations and comedy for the Macintosh community?
Thank you. I got my start in 1999 when I went off in New York to do my own Macintosh consulting business. I started a website to promote my business, and no one was coming to it, so I figured I should put something entertaining on the website so that people would come to the website and then they would hire me to fix their computers. So having been inspired by numerous humorous occasions with clients, I decided to do a weekly comic strip called Zap the PRAM and Other Placebos, where I poked fun at Macintosh problems and people who had their own computer problems. Soon, those cartoons became more popular than my consulting, and people just wanted the cartoons. I wasn't getting hired for any consulting business, so the cartoons took on a life of their own. Then that naturally progressed into me wanting to learn how to animate, and that's how I got into the whole Macintosh themed humor cartoons.
What products do you use to create your animations?
I use pretty much all Mac or all Apple products. I have used the first computer I started doing cartoons with was a Macintosh 2CI. Then I moved to a Macintosh Power Mac 8600 300. Then a G3 laptop. Then a G4 laptop. Then a G4 desktop. I have yet to produce on a G5. I also use Macromedia Flash MX for animation, and I used to use Opcode Studio Vision Pro for audio, and now I have since migrated to Apple Logic Pro.
Can you tell me how you got in contact with David Pogue, and tell me a bit more about the exclusive Macworld Live movie you made?
Sure. I met David Pogue about 3 years ago, just by chance, on a bus in New York. Not so by chance. We were coming from Macworld Expo, and he overheard me talking to someone about my cartoons, and he approached me. He said, "Are you Macboy?" And I said, "Are you David Pogue?" And we both confessed our fondness for each other, our fans, and we signed autographs for each other. And ever since then, we had been keeping in touch casually. Just I would write to him to wish him a happy new year, check out my new cartoon. David Pogue would graciously mention some of my animations in the New York Times occasionally. And on those days, my website would receive so much traffic. In some cases, it would actually shut down my website. So that's how we met, and we agreed one day we should try to do something together, but nothing happened as a mutual work until this year. Just a few weeks before Macworld, David contacted me and asked if I'd like to be a guest. He thought these Macintosh-themed cartoons would be an interesting topic of discussion. I was so happy. I wasn't even going to come to this Macworld because I figured I'll just wait till New York, till Boston, because I live on the East Coast. So I came and I said, "You know what? I want to do something special for you. I want to make an intro for your show." He liked the idea. David Pogue suggested I do a Switch parody, where he switches from something to something else with the music and the white background and a cartoon of David Pogue. I said, Switch is kind of old. I said, if we're going to go old, let's go real old, old school. I said, let's do a 1984 parody where instead of the Orwellian character, we have you up on the screen. And that will be cool. And he liked the idea. I told him, he said, "What do you want me to do for this?" I said, "Just record your voice for about 2 to 3 minutes, drone on, I'll edit it down." And I said, "In the end, just somehow work in, we shall prevail. And so he sent me the audio, pristine quality, the next day, and I whittled that down to a nice, succinct, yet droning, kind of boring, it was funny, I thought, dialogue, and that's how that audio for the anime, that's how the project was born.
Tell me about your experience of being interviewed by David Pogue at Macworld Live yesterday, which was a Wednesday, and tell me a bit more about that, how you felt appearing live in front of a live audience.
Well, I will say I was very nervous. I counted the rows and the columns, and I think it was like seating 800 people, and it was packed. I'd never been in front of an audience that large. I've done small seminars at Macworld Expos at the Apple Soho store that maybe seat 50 to 100 people, and this was huge for me. And it was also very authentic. Backstage, there's a green room that we sat in, and I was sweating in there. I was very nervous. But once my animation played and I heard people laughing, I got more relaxed. I was nervous that no one would like the animation and that they would find it boring or something. And once I heard applause, then I felt really good. And when I got on stage, I felt like I was talking to a family of people who I knew, and I felt relaxed once I got up there. It was a great experience. I'd love to do it again.
And tell me a bit more about your other works. Is there anything that's really popped that stands out at the moment?
I have an animation called Balmer's iPod, which I did just for fun, and I actually did it in one day. It was the quickest animation I've ever done. Never expected anything to come of it. And it has made the rounds on the internet like I could never believe. I think it's been viewed on my website alone like over 1 million times. It was rated in the top 50 blog entries for 2004, I think, or like one of the most commonly linked URLs. And if you look up Steve Ballmer on Google, I come up usually number two or number three. Now it's number three. Number one is Microsoft's page for Steve Ballmer. And then number two is usually Macboy's Steve Ballmer's iPod. Now it's number three. So that was a really big popper for me, that one there.
What's your next project going to be?
That's a good question. I like doing besides Mac-themed cartoons, I also have other ideas. I really like robots, probably more than I like Macintosh. I may do a cartoon about robots. I have a few ideas. But for my Mac website, I don't know, there's so much inspiring things going on here. The keynote address was really funny. There's like so many little nuances, like when the president of Sony got up there and he started drowning and Steve Jobs helped him, that could be a cartoon. I don't have anything on the slate for MacBoy, but I think there's going to be some robot cartoons coming soon.
Oh, that's going to be great and fantastic.
Thank you.
Can you tell me where people can find out more information about your work and how they can contact you?
Sure. It's really easy. My website is macboy.com, MacBoy.com. And there's a contact page on the website, and just click on it, and it will send me an email. I get all email, and I receive all email, and I reply to everything.
That was great. Thank you for talking to Inside Mac Radio. It's been a pleasure.
That was cool.
Very well. That was cool, Sam. Thanks for that great interview with MacBoy.
No worries, Scott.
So what's that guy really like?
He's a really great character. He's very pleasant to talk to. He knows his stuff really well. And all the applications he does, his animations are really fantastic.
Sam did a bang-up job at the Macworld floor of finding celebrity folks. Wasn't it you who grabbed Will Wheaton by the ear and drug him over to our stage?
It was, yes.
He was a lot of fun to talk to. You know, it's kind of funny. It's going to be another one of those relationships I have with people where I've never spoken to them when the mic wasn't on, because he just was in there, he was brilliant, and he was wonderful to listen to, and then he was gone.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you've got a bunch of these interviews that are, as we say, in the can, and that we're going to be distributing through the website.
Sam did a bunch of great correspondent work for us, and we'll have that cooking up. Yeah,
look,
that starts on Thursday.
He's always like this.
He is, yes.
That would explain it.
Hey, Sam, thanks for joining us for the show all week here at Macworld Expo. You've been great, buddy.
Thank you, Scott.
There we go. That was Sam Downey. Check his site out at www.dsounds.co.uk.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Inside Mac Show here with Scott Shepherd and Desmond Crisis. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Sam Downey at Macworld 2005, featured on Inside Mac Radio. You've been listening to Sam Downey's Techcasts. For more information, go online at www.dsounds.co.uk.